We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina.
Carolina. He just can't help it, man, every time they put that guy on. All right, hey, listen, we're back here live in Charlotte for the Football ACC Media Kickoff. Mackenzie Milton, the Florida State quarterback. Mackenzie, how's that sound? The Florida State quarterback. That sounds pretty good after being at UCF and what you did at that program. Now being at Florida State, what's it been like switching over?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun just getting here in January and get acclimated to Tallahassee and Florida State and, you know, my new team and new coaches. It's been a lot of fun and excited to get into fall camp and just hit 2021 ground running.
Yeah, I got to ask you, you went through obviously a terrible injury. What a comeback to stick with it and what you've had to overcome to get to this point. Just talk about that.
Yeah, man, it's been quite a journey the past 2-3 years.
Wow.
Since November in 2018, just rehabbing, several surgeries and all that. But, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel always got a little bigger, just day in and day out, just grinding out rehab and whatnot, and then having this opportunity to come to Florida State and play for Coach Norvell. It's a dream come true and definitely answered prayer in that aspect of just being able to get out there and play football again.
Well, listen, we got a lot to talk about. We have fun with De'Ara King yesterday, the new partnership, and talking about you. Obviously, you guys are close. Talk about they kick off this NIL, and De'Ara goes, oh, by the way, I got something new I want to tell you about. Mackenzie Milton and I have our own company together. Yeah. Pretty cool. Talk about that and the relationship.
Yeah, you know, just De'Ara and I go back to, you know, our playing days while he was at Houston and I was at UCF. You know, obviously just admired him as a player and just as a person, you know, how he carries himself. And, you know, this opportunity came with the NIL kicking off in July of 2021 to partner up in a business just to help athletes monetize off their name, image, and likeness, where they can set their market rate of what they feel their value is, and to connect with local businesses, whether it's just getting a free meal or, you know, getting paid to sign a few autographs here or there. It's an exciting time in college football, and I'm grateful De'Ara and I get to be at the forefront and, you know, help kind of lead and guide these college athletes in the right direction.
Yeah. Kenji, if you don't mind, I'm going to take you back to Hawaii, where apparently all the quarterbacks are coming from these days. And we were talking during the break before we came on about, you know, Tua Tagovailoa, who's the starting quarterback with Dom. You go, oh, yeah, we all know each other from back in Hawaii.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a small island, you know, so everybody's kind of interconnected in some way. You know, we all grew up watching Marcus, and, you know, he kind of just, you know, he's just the standard of everything.
That kind of started for everybody, huh?
Yeah, you know, I feel like there's other guys, you know, like Manti Te'o and, you know, guys like that kind of, you know, broke those barriers of coming to the mainland and, you know, exceeding on a national level. But Marcus just took it to a whole nother level of, you know, winning the Heisman, leading Oregon to a national championship. And like I said, who he is on and off the field, that's everything you want in a person and a player. And, you know, Oregon was my dream school coming out because of Marcus. And, you know, that's kind of how I got connected to Coach Frost. Grew up playing with and against Tua, Dylan, Gabriel, quarterback at UCF. He's my little bro. He went to my high school. Jaden Delora, starting quarterback at Washington State. Chevin Cordero, starting quarterback at University of Hawaii. There's a whole lot of talent back home. It's not just quarterbacks. You know, there's receivers, slot backs, running backs, O-line, D-line. There's a lot of good football to be played out there on the island. And, you know, I'm definitely grateful that's where I grew up and that's where I learned to play football. because it taught me toughness. It taught me a brotherhood mentality.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't trade it for nothing.
McKenzie, let me ask you, coming in with a new coach and turnover and all those things, a lot of transfer portal guys. You're one of those guys that came in, but been a lot of guys with you. What kind of jump you expect this Florida State team to be able to make with still in the middle of a rebuild for Florida State?
I mean, for us, you know, we just want to keep getting better each day. Yeah, I mean, that's all it is. You know, we can't look too far ahead and think right. about winning 10 games, 12 games, winning the conference championship when, you know, right in front of us, you know, we got workouts tomorrow morning. You know, we're flying out tonight. We got hard workouts tomorrow morning. We got to handle those. And then getting the fall camp, just gel, you know, come together as a team, because I feel like at each position, you know, we don't really have holes. I feel like, you know, we got guys in each position, but, you know, it's one thing to have individuals, but it's another thing to come together and everybody buy in and, you know, mesh as one unit. So that's what I'm looking for us in fall camp. And I feel like if we can do that, I feel like we can be really good.
I want to ask you, you know, we talked to all these coaches about going to a 12-team playoff. You've been on the other side of that, and you've some really good UCF teams that if there was 12, you guys would have been in the party and barely missed it. And, you know, a lot of people were upset you weren't in. How do you feel about 12-team playoff down the road?
To me, I think it's a no-brainer.
To do it?
To do it. You know, obviously they have to get some things coordinated. It probably won't be in the near future. Like, it probably won't be 22 right. or 21. But, I mean, you see it at the FCS level. You see it at, you know, Division II level. These guys are playing 15, 16 games if they're going to a national championship. And, you know, it just creates more parity. It allows, you know, the Coastal Carolinas of the world to have an opportunity, or a two-loss SEC team who's really, really good but might have lost to Clemson by 2 points, or might have lost to Alabama by a touchdown, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, in any given year, you know, a two-loss Auburn team or a two-loss Florida State team could go beat anybody, you know. So, to me, I think it's a no-brainer that it'll happen eventually. I don't think it's more of a if. I think it's more of a when.
Yeah.
More than anything. And, you know, I think they'll get it right in due time.
Your leadership, obviously, for everybody I talked to at UCF, talked about your great leadership and leading these guys. You look at that as part of your role, as you've been through a lot. Listen, a lot more than these Florida's your teammates. You look at that as a big part of your job as being an older guy and a mature guy?
Yeah, I think that just comes with the territory being a quarterback. You know, you have to lead by action. You have to go out there and every day show you're about your business. And, you know, guys in the locker room, they can spot a phony from a mile away.
Absolutely.
You know, so
yeah.
There's no faking it till you make it. You got to go out there and be about your business. And I feel like I do that every day. I feel like, you know, I show my guys, you know, I want to be there. I want to be a better player. I want to be a better teammate. And, you know, they give me the same thing back. So, you know, I'm at the same time, you got to lead, but you got to know when to step back and let someone else lead as well. So, you know, it's a good thing we got older heads like Jermaine Johnson, Jordan Travis. Yeah, I mean, we got a bunch of transfers. We got a bunch of guys that have been there for a long time. So it's a good group of guys that have been through different journeys. And, you know, just learning from everyone else's experience has been cool. And, you know, I'm super excited to keep building those relationships with these guys.
I got to tell you, McKenzie, we've watched in South Florida since you've been here in the state of Florida. It's great to see you back at Florida State and back playing again. I really appreciate you coming on.
Sir, thank you.
Keep up the good work, man. Great stuff.
Appreciate you, boss.
McKenzie Milton, Florida State quarterback. I'm sorry, man. I had to keep rolling. I mean, this kid's good, man. You got to keep going on this guy. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff going on here this morning. But that was McKenzie Milton, and been through so much, and it's just great to see him back and getting ready to go for Florida State, who is going to be an interesting team to watch and see what it looks like and everything else. We got to go to break here, man. It's always time to go to break. We'll come back. Got another segment here left here. Again, we are live in Charlotte for the ACC media kickoff. We'll take a quick break. Back with you in just a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.